it's an opportunity for people to get their fright on, as if the pandemic wasn't frightening enough. Doug High is with me with the Kentucky Historical Society Foundation, and you've got a 30-minute special that is going to air on ABC 36 later on this week. I think it's Thursday evening at 7:30.
Yeah, Alan, that's right. Appreciate you having me on. Haunted Historic Kentucky with the Kentucky Historical Society. It's a new 30-minute TV special. It's going to get you in the Halloween spirit for sure. And yes, it's going to be on ABC 36 out of Lexington Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. And then it's also going to play in Louisville on WHAS, ABC 11. On Friday the 30th at 9:30 a.m. During Great Day Live.
Excellent. So this obviously involves a lot of the artifacts, the creepiest, scariest artifacts that that have been discovered, let's say, or archived at the Kentucky Historical Society. So tell us some of those tales that that the viewer will find out about.
Sure. And amazingly, there's no shortage of creepy artifacts for whatever reason. But Kentucky, as you know, Alan, has so much legend and lore and surrounding and such a rich history. And so we've pulled together all of the artifacts on the museum floor and that have been in archive storage for decades that just have that that sort of creepy vibe to them. For example, we have a chest of drawers, right? Innocent enough, but this is the conjured chest of drawers. And it actually has a body count. Whoever's owned this chest of drawers through the centuries has met with disaster. So we're going to roll that story out for you. There's the haunted coronet. This was carried by a Kentucky soldier during the Civil War. And he meets a terrible fate, and the coronet survives, and the story lives on. There's even a story about Abraham Lincoln's pocket watch, which, Alan, as you know, is one of our most treasured items, artifacts at the Kentucky Historical Society. But our curator, Julie Kemper, has just a really eerie story to share with that. That the first time I heard it, I had goosebumps. So we pulled all of these together. Additionally, there's just a lot of one-off items that may not have the strength of a full feature story, but we call it the macabre menagerie. And we pull them all together onto a table, and we have our KHS historians kind of go down the line with us and explain to us what these are. And what's really interesting, Alan, is that, you know, not all of these things are haunted. Some of them just feel creepy to us here in 2020, but we have to do a little creepy with context, because what might be kind of bizarre or unusual to us with a little bit of history behind it helps you understand that, you know, during the time that it was created, it might have been beloved, might have been cherished. So there's some great education going on, too.
Yeah, the Kentucky Historical Society is really a repository for all kinds of knowledge of our state, and not just the creepy items, but talk a little bit about the role of the foundation in keeping that going.
Sure. Well, the foundation, we exist solely to support Kentucky Historical Society, and our board of directors are just incredible people that have long standing relationships. Some of them helped, you know, stand that beautiful building up in Frankfort 20 years ago. And we're out there to help develop membership, to help with outreach, with programming like this, with financial support for different specials and exhibitions and exhibits, things that just don't quite fall in the state budget. So when KHS has a mission, the foundation steps up, and we do everything we can with the support of our communities to keep Kentucky history alive.
And speaking of keeping Kentucky history alive, obviously reaching an increasingly younger audience is key to that. So talk about some of those educational, like this program. Obviously, this is going to be family viewing. Talk about
that. Absolutely. Yeah, you bet, Alan. The in many ways, which is so strange given our circumstances here with a global pandemic, our outreach at KHS has never been greater. We were sort of uniquely positioned when this all hit. We were leaning more toward television broadcast programming and virtual programming, programming through social media, to where when foot traffic stopped, when the traditional museum model of bodies through the front door stopped, we were positioned to continue our mission, to continue our outreach. And again, so strange to say, especially with so many organizations and museums hurting right now, our outreach has never been greater. So we're really proud of that, and just glad that we were well positioned to weather the storm.
Yeah. Final question. Or just an observation. You guys do weekly virtual tours on certain themes. Talk about that.
We do. The virtual tours are so well received. And right now, when we, you know, school systems can't do field trips, these virtual tours are available for educators to really kind of fill that void. And as you know, Alan, I mean, we have just an amazing bench of talent at KHS, and these educators, these historians, will walk you through our museum floor, through a Kentucky journey, through our other properties. I mean, we have a whole history campus in Frankfort with the old state capitol, with the Kentucky Military Museum up on the hill there, and the old state arsenal, and give you a chance to basically walk our floor, walk our halls, while from the safety of your home.
All right. In the time we have left, which I'll give you like give me the 30-second elevator speech about this program and why people should tune in this Thursday night at 7:30.
Well, whether you believe or not, Alan, there's just great Kentucky legend and lore surrounding all of these artifacts that we've pulled together in this half hour special for you. Haunted Historic Kentucky with the Kentucky Historical Society. Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. on ABC 36 in Lexington, and Friday morning, October 30th, 9:30 a.m. on Great Day Live, WHAS, ABC 11. Guaranteed, you're going to learn something, you're going to be entertained, it's going to get you in the Halloween spirit, and hopefully will pique your interest to do a deeper dive into Kentucky history. That's what this is all about.
Amen to that. Doug High from the Kentucky Historical Society Foundation has been our guest today. Thank you very much. And what else can I say but season's screamings.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate you.